compounded at that rate over a decade, each $1 initially invested grows to $2.48. Over two decades, $6.14. Over three decades, $15.22. Over four decades, $37.72. And over five decades, $93.48. Footnote: these accumulations are measured in nominal dollars, with no adjustment for the long-term decline in their buying power, averaging about 3% a year since the 20th century began. If we use real inflation-adjusted dollars, the return drops from 9.5% to 6.5%. As a result, the accumulations of an initial investment of $1 would be $1.88, $3.52, $6.61, $12.42, and $23.31 for respective periods. The magic of compounding is little short of a miracle. Simply put, thanks to the growth, productivity, resourcefulness, and innovation of our corporations, capitalism creates wealth, a positive-sum game for its owners. Investing in equities is a winner's game. The returns earned by business are ultimately translated into the returns earned by the stock market itself. I have no way of knowing what share of these returns you have earned in the past, but academic studies suggest